Good morning, Teletuner.
Good morning. Okay, wait, okay. I think we need to try to not be emotional until like the end.
Got it. I don't care. Oh. I don't care about the show.
Right. Oh, okay.
Getting emotional now.
Okay. Sure.
She doesn't care.
So, welcome back to Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today is our final telliest of tunes. And that is not an emotional fact. That's just, you know.
I think I'm not going to be able to do the thing that I came up with.
Oh.
I can't do it.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't not be emotional.
Oh, I thought you meant like there was a secret thing that you didn't tell me. I was like, okay, I'm excited to see what thing you come up with. But yeah, I think that I'm going to be emotional. I just saw Chloe's boyfriend outside. I got a bagel and he was also getting a bagel. And I was like, low-key, I've already been crying. I just listened to Harry Styles' Two Ghosts. And I was like, oh, okay. And started crying. But
you know what? It's all right.
It's going to be all right.
It's all right.
It'll all be all right.
So today for our finale, our epic finale. Also, you better listen to the entire thing. You better stay tuned.
Stay freaking
tell your
tuned.
Friends to tune in. This is the last time Chloe and Meg will ever tele-tune.
Seriously, I'm looking at you.
So today we're going to do different songs from our favorite show. So Megan picked like 5 shows and I picked 5 shows.
We kind of did like a spin on it, so it's like almost like the end of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
Is kind of what we're celebrating because this is the end of your guys' favorite show.
Right?
So, right? Yeah.
Right.
You get it. Your favorite show's favorite show.
Yeah. Your favorite show's favorite show. Your favorite radio DJ's favorite radio DJ's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my favorite radio DJ is you, Chloe.
Stop.
Am I your favorite?
Of course you're my favorite. She looked so like, am I? No, of course you're my favorite, Megan.
Alrighty. Well, Chloe, you should take it away. You should start us off.
Okay. So the first show I'm going to do a show that no one's ever probably heard of. Have you heard of it? It's called We Are Who We Are.
Oh, yeah. When you said that over via text, I was like, I've never heard of this.
It is a really good show. I would recommend it to everyone. It was like an Amazon Prime like limited series, so it only has like one season, and it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of like Euphoria isk-esque, where it's like
Euphoria-isk.
It's basically about a bunch of these teenagers who are all living in a military like base because all their parents are like in the military, and it's kind of like the youth like that they have, and it's like they kind of have this like American experience because the military base is like built to be like America, but then it's in France, and so then they like make friends with all these like French locals and like will go exploring, and it's like about a group of friends, but it's really about like these two people who like have a like romantic connection. And so
that sounds interesting.
I'm starting with it because the song I picked is more upbeat. And the entire song is about the two people who are like flirty. They are entering this competition to go see Blood Orange for free if they like make their own music video. So the entire show they're dancing to this song in like different parts of like the military base and like recording each other. And then at the end they finally like go to the concert and like see him. And it's,
I love that.
Really cool. So this is Champagne Coast by Blood Orange.
Thank you.
That was Champagne Coast by Blood Orange. That song is just a banger. And yeah, in the show, it's like a full circle moment. So moving on to Megan's song and her show.
This show is one of my faves. It's definitely my top five. I don't know if it's my number one, or maybe it is my number one. I'm not sure. But Daisy Jones and the Six, I've talked about it so many times on this show. And our real fans know. Our real fans know what I'm talking about, whatever. But we did a show where we did a battle of the shows, and I did Daisy Jones and the Six. And I think I probably did play this song, but I just think it's a good, like, it's a good song to be like, oh, well, it's literally called Look at Us Now, but it kind of is like, oh, look at how far we've come, look at how we've grown, like, what do we want for our future and stuff like that. And it's a bit of like a, it's actually like a love song between the two, but I think it's like, I think you can look at it platonically, and you can also look at it from like a graduation perspective where it's aww, like, well, where am I going next, you know?
That's so crazy.
So this is Look at Us Now, aka Honeycomb by Daisy Jones and the Six.
I don't know who I am, baby, baby, baby. Do you know who you are? Is it out of our hands? Tell me, tell me, tell me how we made it this far. Did we unravel a long time ago? Is there too much we don't wanna know? I wish it was easy, but it isn't so. Oh, we can make a good thing bad. Oh, we can make a good thing bad.
That was Look at Us Now by Daisy Jones and the Six.
That was making me emotional. I'm like, oh my gosh, standing on the graduation stage, just like,
look at us now.
Look at us now.
It's so good.
This
song. How did we get here? How did we get out?
How did we get here?
And how do we get out? Ah! Let me out! Let me out! Well, this next one is a Chloe pick.
This next song is a kind of tribute to my roommates from last year and one current this year.
What up, Katie?
And Lauren and Kavya, if they're listening, last year, like, our roommate show was The OC. It was so much fun. And it was just, like, I feel like the theme song got stuck in my head. And, like, Lauren said, like, that the theme song was, like, the theme of her junior year or her senior year, my junior year. And I feel like this song is just kind of a good, like, going into summer song. It's the theme song of the show, but it's just, so it's a little corny. But this is California from, who's it by? Okay, California by Phantom Planet.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one, California, here we come, right back where we started from. But hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101, California, here we come, right back where we started from, California. Nothing's gonna stop me now, California, here we come, right back where we started from. The pedal to the floor, thinking of the road, gotta get us to the show, California, here we come, right back where we started from, California. California, California, here we come, California, California, here we come, California, California.
That was California by Phantom Planet. The words to that song are just California. I feel like that's all he says the whole time.
Yeah, that's my impression.
But yeah, a little shout out to my roommates. Love y'all. Love living with y'all.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
The sound of the message.
Wait, where's that from?
It's Hudson.
Oh.
We didn't do a heated rivalry episode. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, it's actually... sense.
Because I was almost really disappointed if we had both watched it and we didn't do it.
I'm really sad that I haven't watched it. I'm not going to say who. You know who you are. It's someone's fault because we were supposed to watch it together.
Is it Andre?
Maybe.
Hey, get him. That's so funny.
Maybe. It's your fault.
I love that.
But yeah, he really wanted to watch it because it's a hockey show.
Yeah, that's why. Yes. It's a good one. Yeah, no, hockey and butts is basically. Have you seen the video of it's Connor's story? He goes, "I'm 90% butt."
That's so funny.
"I'm more butt than man." He goes, on the like voting registry, I don't put man or woman. I put other and then put butt. I love it. It makes me laugh. It makes me laugh so hard. I'm 90% butt. you'll get it when you watch the show. But
I'm excited.
This next one I picked for Gravity Falls, which is one of our favorite shows. It's also one of yours as well, right?
Yes. It's okay. Gravity Falls is probably in my like top three of shows. It's probably probably like number one.
Oh, that's valid.
I feel like shows, it's probably like Gravity Falls, Severance, Yellow Jackets, BoJack Horseman, Euphoria. Season one of Euphoria? Season one of Euphoria.
Valid.
I don't even know. I don't even know if I want to put Euphoria in there anymore.
It's okay. It's okay.
It was at a time. I'm watching the new season right now.
That's?
It's so bad. It's horrible. Yeah. It's awful. I hate it so much, but
that's what the critics are saying.
I can't stop watching
it. 9 out of 10 dentists hate this new season of Euphoria.
9 out of 10 dentists?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I hate it.
But this
but I can't stop watching. It's like a car crash. I can't look away. And also, like,
valid.
They all look so good. They all look so good. And I think it's like, Sam Levinson's just like, if I put Maddie Perez in a little outfit, I know you guys are going to tune in. And you know what? I am going to tune in. And I did.
I did.
Okay, anyways.
So this next one I picked for Gravity Falls, I just feel like it's a really cute, ode to this place that they experienced all of these really cool, crazy things. And they're like on their way home and it's like, well, if you have a minute, why don't we go to Somewhere Only We Know? So this is Somewhere Only We Know by Keen.
Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I'm
That is emotional.
Very emotional. The other night, I went to a formal with my friend Olivia, and oh my God, it was really fun. It wasn't like a typical thing. Typically, they host like this formal in like the Martini Bar Serendipity.
Oh, yeah.
But this time around, they're like, let's just do it in somebody's backyard. They like rented a dance floor. They put a bunch of cute lights up. They had a little bar. It was the cutest thing. And like, The jam, like the songs that they played was just like a Spotify jam. So people were just like, and I have this like closed-minded thing where I'm like, oh, this isn't like house music, this isn't like club music, like whatever. Yeah. But then they played that song and I was like, this is so awesome. Like, gals just like getting up and dancing and jamming to the songs that they want to jam and dance to. And they also played the riff off from Pitch Perfect 2, which was awesome.
Absolutely.
Like, she's got dumps like a truck. Like, come on.
She's got dumps like a truck.
And I was like,
truck.
No, no, no. What? All night long. Yeah, we should play that one. Can we cue
the thong song from Glee version?
Well, the Pitch Perfect 2 version. Oh, the Glee version.
Absolutely not.
Also, that song could kind of be an ode to Glee because Blaine sings that to Kurt when they part ways, when he switches schools.
Thong song?
No. Somewhere Only We Know. Sorry, what a hilarious miscommunication. That's my bad.
No, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, I don't think that's right, Megan.
Well, should we do, is it time to do our thing?
Yes.
Okay. So in between songs, I was telling Chloe, like, we should do, like, a character that we think we are across all of the shows that exist, and a character who we love out of all the shows that exist.
Wait, just one? Just one character that we think we are?
Yeah, if you want more time, we can listen to the next song and then come back to it.
Oh, but wait, I have like three.
Okay, then give me all three.
Okay, the characters, like, because I think my personality is a spectrum, okay, right? Okay, Diane Nugent from BoJack Horseman.
Oh, yes.
Lexi Howard from Euphoria.
Okay, absolutely.
And then Mabel Pines from Gravity Falls. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like that's like each different aspect of my personality.
That's beautiful. I think that our Venn diagram lines up with Mabel Pines.
Yes.
Because I think I would also call myself Mabel. Mm-hmm. Then Daisy Jones, not to toot my own horn. She's not the best character, you know, but like,
yeah,
her flaws are how I see my flaws as well. And I'm like, girl, yes. Like, she's overly mm-hmm. ambitious. She's overly like, just like cocky in her craft, where she's like, my yeah. brain is so huge and here's yeah. an idea, you know, and I'm like, that is how I feel sometimes. Like, when it comes to like coming up with creative ideas, I'm like, my brain's larger than everybody, you know, whatever. But like, it's stuff like that where that's how I feel like I line up with Daisy Jones. And then let me try to think of a third, actually. Do you know who are your favorites? Like, people,
I feel like they're kind just kind of like the same. That's I her. Don't know. Also, Lindsay Weir from Freaks and Geeks. Oh, also yes. her. I feel like she's the one who's most like me. I can't like think of favorites that are separate from the people that I am, because I just feel like, I mean, I really like Jules from Euphoria, and then like, I really love Severance. So like, Helly R from Severance, I love her.
She's great.
She's great. Baddie.
She is a baddie. Yeah. She's an excellent character, really well written, and yeah. crazy dynamics.
Yeah.
My other character that I think I am is Lorelai Gilmore a little bit.
Ooh.
People have told me that I remind them of her,
like,
and that's one of my favorite compliments.
Your voice kind of gives Lorelai, like, you have a Lorelai voice.
Ah. And some, like, I've been called witty in the way that she is, like, yeah. witty, and so I'm like, that is one of my favorite compliments as well. So I'm like, I like that a lot. She's probably my favorite character that just, like, exists.
Yeah.
Well, besides Elle Woods, but that's not a TV show. They're coming out with a Legally Blonde TV show.
That's amazing.
And, like, if I can get out into Hollywood and be working on that show, pretty please. Reese Witherspoon, I know you're listening.
Reese Witherspoon.
Let me be a PA, please.
I also, okay, wait, Natalie from Yellow Jackets, like, top characters.
Oh, valid.
Yeah.
I also really like Jackie from, I just,
Jackie!
I know, like, she has her moments, but, oh my God, oof, that, like, gave me chills.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, and then who else? Oh, I kind of love Coach Ben.
Yeah.
My mom says, yes, you're witty. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, and wait, and then, okay, wait.
So many great characters.
Favorite character, like, one of my top characters ever is Santana Lopez from Glee.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
a good one.
I'm obsessed with her.
Trying to think, like, what other shows have I watched, dude? Like, oh, I like Charlotte from Sex and the City.
Oh, so true.
She's a sweetie. Like, I don't think that I'm her, but she's just, like, a sweetie in everything that she does. I'm like, girl, I love you. You're yeah. wonderful. Kiss on the head.
Isn't she a little cray cray?
No. Charlotte is like the one that's like pretty level headed.
Oh, Charlotte's the brunette one, right?
Yes.
I love her. She's sweet. Yes. I haven't, like, watched
Carrie is a little bit quirky, if I'm being quite honest.
Yes. She's the one that people don't really like.
Yeah, because, like, she's the one that you watch her do all of these. She's the one who, like, people make edits of her being cringe. She goes, get it while it's hot. You know what I'm talking about?
And she's the guy she, like,
big.
Is big, and it's like, yeah, she's down bad for him. Also,
she's so down bad for Big, and Big sucks.
Wait, I had another favorite character. Where did it go? It was in my brain.
Oh, shoot. We can keep, like, playing songs, and as we think of them, we can keep mentioning.
Yes.
Because I gotta look at, like, what other shows have I even watched? Oh, I love Adam Eve from Invincible.
Oh, so true.
She's my freaking girl.
Oh, Marceline from Adventure Time, Spencer from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Emily from Pretty Little Liars.
Emily from Pretty Little Liars, yes.
I love her.
Actually, who I think I am, I'm Hannah from Pretty Little Liars. Like,
oh, she breaks my heart. The one when they make her, eat the cupcakes. It makes me so sad.
No, it's so sad.
It makes me want to cry.
Anytime there's a character where they're, like, kind of ditzy, but then they have, like, a little emo phase, like Hannah, and then also, like, when Quinn has her little emo phase in Glee, I feel like that's an accurate depiction of me, because it's, like, I'm not, like, alternative 100% of the time, but then I have my little moments, and I love when Hannah, like, is like, I need a change, and, like, dyes her hair black. I'm like, that was me.
I also love Louise Belcher. I'm going our Instagram, because I'm like, yeah, what shows have I even watched?
Yeah.
Alex Russo, I think I am. I literally think I am Alex Russo.
I love Alex Russo.
Oh, Jessica Damday.
Yeah.
Miss J, Dr. Day, my toilet sister.
Toilet sister?
That one quote from, I don't know if you, I was trying to remember it. I butchered that, but.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we've got some good ones. Oh, also, Dr. Diefenshmirtz.
So true. You are Dr. Diefenshmirtz?
That's me, yeah.
Okay, she's Dr. Diefenshmirtz.
Next one is Clue.
This next one is me. This is my Freaks and Geeks song. That was, like, one of the first shows we ever did. It was, I think it was, like, second or third show. Freaks and Geeks, I would have done a second episode on it if I could, but there's only one season, so what's the point? Freaks and Geeks is probably actually my top show of all time. I think I ranked them earlier. I don't know if I was on air when I said that, but
maybe you were. I don't know.
I don't know.
We say so many things.
Freaking Geeks top show. This is, like, one of the final songs. This is Box of Rain by Grateful Dead. Called it a little early, but that was Box of Rain by Grateful Dead.
That's a good one. That's a fun one.
That is fun. It's like a little throwback, a little, this show takes place in the 80s, but I feel like this song is a little, gives 70s. I don't know if it's like, I don't know, but sorry, uneducated. But the scene with that is that at the end of the season, it's summer, and it's the summer after like Lindsay's like junior or sophomore year, and she gets into this like college summer program where she can like take like classes at this college, stay on the campus for like the summer, kind of like a summer camp thing. And she's just so tired of being like the straight A perfect student, the perfect daughter, all of these things. And that's what the entire show is about her finding who she is outside of her parents' identity. And so she tells her parents she's going to the summer camp thing, but really what she's doing is she and her friend are joining a group of hippies in their van as they travel across the country following the Grateful Dead at all of their concerts.
Damn.
And it's like, I love that scene because she like says goodbye to her parents and then she gets on the bus and then she gets off and then this song plays and then like you see like she like takes off her like jacket and she has like a Grateful Dead shirt underneath it and she and her friend are like, yeah, we're like party summer, like we're just traveling across the country. And I'm just like, when I was younger, I'm like, oh, I want to do that. I just want to go. And like,
that's so valid. But when I was younger, I wanted to run away to the circus.
Yeah.
And I had planned to run away to the circus when I was 16. And I packed a bag when I was 11.
And it stayed in your room. And you were just, it was like your emergency circus bag.
Yeah, for when I turned 16. Oh. I was just getting ready. Yeah.
She was just preparing.
Sorry, Mom. I think I've probably told my mom that before, but.
Did you ever try?
No.
Oh.
There's one time I was like sick. And my mom, like I stayed home from school and like, duh. I was like, totally faking being sick. What up, Mom? I'm about to graduate college. But I was totally faking being sick. And my mom, she knew. And so I was like, I'm running away. And I ran to the end of the neighborhood and I just sat there
for a minute.
Let my mom feel bad about being mean to me. And then I went back.
That's hilarious.
She wasn't even mean to me. She was just like, she just told me not to watch TV. I was like, whatever.
I loved being your dramatic
also,
kid.
I just like swallowed in the mic and I'm wondering if people can hear that.
I feel like I frequently do that. I'm like,
because there's one time I chewed gum, and they specifically told us don't chew gum.
Rot row.
Sorry, but this next one I have for it's one of my favorite shows in the world.
Oh my gosh!
This is my mom's texting me. Hi, Mom. But this is one of my favorite shows in the world. It's called How I Met Your Mother, and it's just like it's just a really well done show, I believe. So I think everybody should watch it. I'm not even gonna get into all the details, but a reoccurring song in the show is 500 Miles by the
Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers. Okay, I was like, I feel like I always forget their name.
Yeah.
Whoever said two Scottish guys shouldn't form a band, I did. But this song rocks. And this song just like comes up a lot in the show, and I just think it's a fun ode. But it's also like just like a fun song to say like, hey, wherever you are, I'll be there too. Whatever, if you need. So this is I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk
For the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the kind when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
That was I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
That banger. Was good. Banger, banger.
That one's a banger, banger.
This next song, we're going to bring it down. We're going to get sad. I picked this song. This is kind of just like a something is ending song. The song is like about a relationship ending. It's about like, it was something really sad, but I feel like this is a good like farewell song, and it's just like we're gonna be emo for a minute and we're gonna be really emotional, and also this song is very much gives musical theater, so like if you don't like that, like this might be a little corny,
get lost but
yeah, bring out your tissues. Or don't, if you think this is corny, but this is It's Over, Isn't It, by Dee Dee Mango Hall from Steven Universe.
I was fine with the men who would come into her life now and again. I was fine 'cause I knew that they didn't really matter until you. I was fine when you came and we fought like it was all some silly game over her, who she'd choose. After all those years, I never thought I'd lose. It's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? It's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? You won, and she chose you, and she loved you, and she's gone. It's over, isn't it? Why can't I move on? War and glory, reinvention, fusion, freedom, her attention. Out in daylight, my potential, bold, precise, experimental. Who am I now? In this world without her, petty and dull with the nerve to doubt her. What does it matter? It's already done. Now I've got to be there for her son. It's
over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? It's over, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it over? You won and she chose you and she loved you and she's gone. It's over, isn't it? Why can't I move on? It's over, isn't it? Why can't I move on?
That's gonna be me at college. They're gonna catch me at the sample gates being like, I can't move on. I can't. It's not. It's
Don't
not over.
Me.
It's not
Don't
over.
Make me leave.
That was.
You're gonna have to pry my cold, dead hands off of the upstairs railing.
Real.
I'm gonna be hanging there.
Real.
By my fingies.
By her fingies.
By my fingies.
This next song, and is this gonna be the last song that we ever play, like, on the air, like, ever?
It's gonna be a kind of a hysterical one for it to be the last one. But also, I think we should say our last, like, our okay. least favorite character that exists across the board.
Least favorite character is William Schuster.
Oh, it's excellent.
Ezra Fitz well and Stephen DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I hate men and I hate men in shows. And sometimes, like, you're the only thing that makes it interesting because if it weren't for you, like, you suck and, like, you're the villain and you drive the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes.
If it weren't because of you, we wouldn't have any problems.
But, like, we wouldn't have any problems. It would just be women, like, frolicking Vibing, around in their cute little outfits. Mm-hmm. And, like, I hate you. And, like, I don't know. I guess without William Schuster, we wouldn't have the Glee Club. But also, like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have had a lot of things.
It's true.
Will.
My least favorite character is She Who Shall Not Be Named from H2O. Her name is Charlotte.
Oh.
Fuck. I mean, fart Charlotte. F Charlotte.
Sorry, oh, my gosh.
Megan
just said the F word.
No, I didn't. It was a lie. Chloe tricked me.
Should I do it, too?
Say it, yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad. Wait, I don't. Frick.
No, you can do it.
I feel so bad. They're going to hate me.
That's okay. I'm making you do it.
Okay. Fuck.
Okay, there you go. So this next song, and this is just funny to be like our last song. I put this for Bluey. Because I like the end of Bluey. It just feels like a fun family dancing to a song.
This
kind
is
of song.
So fun. I'm excited.
And so this is Say Hey by, you read who it is because I actually don't know.
Michael Franti and Spearhead Sharan Anderson.
Everyone knows this song. So like, yeah. It's just a fun one. But yes, here we go.
Come down, selector.
I've seen a lot of pain, but I don't wanna write a love song for the world. I just wanna write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can
okay.
bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes, and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in and out in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
Hey mama, close to you. What can you do now? told me don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. And I know one thing, that I love you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I said, hey.
That was Say Hey, parentheses, I Love You, by Michael Fenty and Spearhead.
Parentheses, I Love You. We shed a few tears just a second ago.
We shed a few tears, and...
But it's okay.
We are going to go a little bit over and get a little bit emotional, just because it's us.
We've been, like, we talked about the song earlier in the show, and then Chloe was like, should we just cue it? I was like, just do it.
Just do it.
Do it, please.
This is, like, this is the ending song. This is the growing college old song. It also relates, because Jane Z. Jones and the Six.
And blah, also, blah, blah, blah. Like, Glee. Like, and this Glee. Song is in so many things. And, like, I feel like it was also in, like, Stranger Things, which it swept is. The young nation. You
it
know?
Is.
Like,
yeah.
It's in a lot of songs. And in a lot of things. So
I feel like this is the... This is the...
This is the song.
This is the credits... should we just like end it and then like this can be the song can be
oh yeah
last.
We'll just switch right to like autumn
yeah
origin.
Okay,
so we'll say our final goodbyes. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna cry, whatever, leave me alone. Oh my god, well this has been Telly Tunes with Megan Cloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Have a wonderful day, Telly Tuners, we love you all, whatever.
Thank you for being amazing listeners. And
oh my god,
giving me and Megan this fun experience. We love you all. Thank you for always tuning in. This is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and goodbye.
I took my love, took it down, climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you, but time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Older, even children get older. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide brings me down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide brings me down.